Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Does It Murph. On the show today, we have music from of Young Fables, LNGL, and Laughlin. And we'll talk about our recent interview with Zach of Laughlin. And the time I ran into the a Young Fables in the National Airport on my way to Boston last year. This should be fun, folks. But before we do that, let's recap the top three from last week. Here we go. In the number three spot was a Mary Cutter with I Dare You. Taking the number two spot last week and just barely missing out on her her fourth number one was a Morgan Miles with her a brand new one called Holy Water. And the a top spot last week belonged to the super talented Alexi Hayden with her song I Don't Mind the Drive. So let's go ahead and jump into this week's countdown. At number three is a duo made up of a Wes Lunsford and a Laurel Wright. Also known as the Young Fables. Sorry about these two. I was flying from Nashville to Boston last year to go on some more of my my baseball trips. When I'm sitting there, right across from a Tootsie's in the in the airport, the mom comes over. She had been listening to the band play, and she comes over and she goes, "They're doing Merle Haggard's Silver Wings over there," which Silver Wings is one of my absolute favorite songs. She said, "You should go over there and check them out." I'm like, "Oh, I will in a minute." So, my curiosity got the better of me. So I went over there and checked it out. And lo and behold, it was a Wes and Laurel of the a Young Fables. So I watched them play a minute. I met them. I talked to them. I got my a picture made with them. So I said all that to say this. In the number three spot this week, it's Laurel and Wes, a.k.a. the Young Fables, in the a title track to their album, too, on Indie Country Radio. Here we go. Better known as the Young Fables, with the a title track of their album too. Let me tell you guys a little bit about the Young Fables before we move on. The Young Fables are the a promising country duo comprised of a three-time American Idol vet Laurel Wright and accomplished guitarist and vocals Wesley Lunsford. The act hails from Maryville, Tennessee. And the team has already collected impressive accolades, including the grand prize of the Texaco a Country Showdown, which landed Laurel on the Ryman stage at age 16. Today, as Young Fables can be found playing all over the country. Supporting their debut record too, as well as gracing the pages of many country music columns, including the a world-renowned The Boot. Laurel and Wes are recognized for their a prolific online presence, which I can attest to. They're great online, featuring numerous video. Collections, including the fan favorite Covering Your Track series. And since winning the national finals of Nash FM's Countrywide Nash Next competition, the radio giant has embraced the duo as a America's Morning Show favorite, regularly highlighting their a songwriting strength in the 10-minute tune segment. It's not all hard to understand why Laurel and Wes have been turning heads. Country music staple Keith Urban claims Laurel's voice, quote, had me immediately, and Big Machine CEO Scott Borchetta went as far as to label their tone and control, quote, a flawless vocal. And I'll be honest with you guys, the Young Fables are just as sweet in person as you'd expect them to be. And that was, like I said, that was the Young Fables with Two on Indie Country Radio. And speaking of Two, in the number two spot this week, I see what I did there, is the super talented Miss Lindsay L with her song Waiting on You. And after we play Lindsay, as we've done numerous times, I'll tell you a little bit about her. And this is at number two, it's Waiting on You on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kisses, slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast. Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like a dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm the July sky, you're a bottle rocket. gotta make your move. Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a
super talented Lindsay L with Waiting on You. And that song is from her a brand new EP called Worth the Wait. And let me tell you folks, it's most definitely worth the wait. It's just, yeah. Before we move on, let's go let me tell you where you can see a Lindsay in concert. If this will work, you have to bear with me because things are running a little slow over here. So on May 31st, she'll be in Chicago at Joe's on Weed Street. June 8th, which is CMA Fest, which I'm coming up for CMA Fest, and I cannot wait. June 8th, she's having a fan club party. June 9th, she'll be still in Nashville at CMA Fest on the Chevrolet Park stage. The 10th, she'll be at Stock Country Music Fest in Winsted, Minnesota. The 16th, she'll be at the Toyota Amphitheater in Portland, California. And all this, I believe, is on Brad Paisley's new tour. That Brad took her out on. Before we move to the top spot, I wanted to go back a second and let you guys know where you can see the Young Fables live. May 28th, that is, I believe, Sunday, I think. they'll be in the North City, Tennessee at Calhoun's on May 29th. They're at the Row in Nashville. June 1st, they'll be at the Westin in Nashville. June 3rd, they'll be in Townsend, Tennessee at the Appalachian Bear Festival. And also June 3rd, they'll be in Gatlinburg at Three Jimmies. June 4th, they'll be at the Tennessee Riverboat in Knoxville, Tennessee. June 8th, they're back at the Westin in Nashville. June 9th is at Puckett's in Nashville. And June 14th is in Puckett's in Murfreesboro. So that's where you can see both of the Young Fables and Lindsay L. Now, on to the number one spot. I saw this duo perform live with a very, very good friend of mine, Carrie Ann Jean, and they just totally blew me away. It was not even funny. And they put out a cover a few months ago, I believe it was, of Skinner's Simple Man, and Lynyrd Skynyrd themselves got a hold of it and posted it on their Facebook page. And I was interviewing Zach, one of the members of this band. I told him that, and I said, "Zach, buddy, if Skynyrd puts their stamp of approval on anything you do, you basically made it at that point." And like I said, they've essentially made it right now at this point. If Skynyrd approves of them, they're good. This song is from it's their newest single, actually. It's called A Runaround. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about this duo. They're called Laughlin, and they're made up of a husband and wife duo, Zachary and Allison Laughlin. So let's go ahead and play the a number one song, Runaround, and then I'll tell you guys a little bit more about them after the song. At number one on Indie Country Radio is Laughlin with A Runaround.
My distance when you're looking that way. Give me the
And taking the top spot this week, that was Laughlin with a runaround. Based out of Georgia, Laughlin is a country group who formed while attending the University of Georgia in Athens. So they started their musical journey singing cover songs in the college bars. But once they began writing their own original music, they really began to find their signature sound. So that sound is influenced by many different genres of music, including pop, rock, and folk. But they find their heart and soul grounded in their classic country roots. They focus primarily on their vocal harmonies, which is evident in their track Lullaby, available on their debut album, The Runaround, which was released on all digital outlets in May. However, Laughlin is not afraid to try new and unconventional approaches in their producing music, which can be seen in their single "Summer Song," produced by award-winning producer Dan Annan and features Zach laying down a spoken word verse backed by reggae drums and bass. In addition to their recorded music, which has plus been a top 10 finalist in the unsigned only songwriting competition, Laughlin prides himself on putting on a excellent and energetic live show. It's easy to see the group's chemistry at the moment they walk on stage. They've only been together as a full band for a little over a year, but it made significant strides, having already been nominated in the Georgia Country Music Award, the Best Country Group, and Artist of the Year categories. And like I said, having had Zach on the show once, I can tell you guys, and while we have yet to have Allison on the show, these guys are going places, folks. And you just heard a title track to their album, A Runaround, coming in at number one this week on Indie Country Radio. In the last 2 minutes we've got, I wanted to run down some pretty quick announcements. Next week we have singer songwriter Melissa Ramsky joining us. Look after that, June 6th, and both of these are 4:30 Central. We have singer songwriter Angela Sue Kislock joining us, and like I said, I'm a little bit out of pocket right now because I don't have my a note straight in front of me because of a circumstances, but you guys feel free to call in to every single interview or any country radio show that we have. I post all the links on Twitter at Weekdays with Murph. That's WKDYS with Murph, MURPH. So I think what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna go ahead and in the episode right here. I think you guys have already heard the announcements, etc. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.